Okay, we have a sugya that would seem to be not too relevant, but turns out to be extremely so. Kuv Dalad, Dinagva Shehimsa B'yayin B'sheikha. We need a Yardaya. Okay, I think in order to get full value of this one, you have to start with the Gemara and then see what the Mechaber does with it. That's why I made you photocopies of the Gemara here, and Avodah Zarah starts on the bottom of the page. Oh no, actually, then we'll blow the middle of the page. You have it. Ahu Arborod and Opa Lachavita the Shikha. You with us? Okay. Whenever you read that a restaurant has been cited for violation of health, usually it's because of that. They found a mouse in one of the soups, or mouse droppings in the hamburgers. Nothing that would encourage you to eat out. All right. One of the tremendous problems of food hygiene is how to compete with the population of mice in New York, mice and rats. Something, I think the last figure I saw, that there are 12 or 13 mice rats for every person living in New York. Okay. Now, what's the problem? We already covered the introduction to the sugya. We covered in the sugya of Tam Pogum. This is a Tam Pogum, should we say? Ask your wife, what would she do if she found a mouse in her soup? Right. After climbing up on a table and screaming, right, we eat the soup? Is it not something which is mo'os, and therefore is inherently Pogum? So what shayach, that it should be nosen tam in something. Right. That's the key. Now let me expand it further. You see what a sleeper simon this is in Yeladeya. With that question I just asked you, then tell me, why are you spending so much time investigating your vegetables? What are you afraid of? There'll be shishim of toloim against your vegetables? What are you afraid of? There won't be shishim against that one acid ant, etc., that you're looking for. And it's a tam pogum. What are you worried about? Okay. So question number one I'm posing to you is this sugya that we get about achbo b'shikho, does that relate equally well to the sugya of toloim, which we didn't learn yet, and that's the simon pei dalet? Okay, which we'll jump back to if you can find it. You're there. Okay, next. So what happened? Abba nofel shicha, aste rav lahu shicha. So Rav asked, Amru rabona kmeid rav sheshes. It must be, since arba is chmos, etc., etc., it must be because he holds that Tam Pogum is also. That's Neimo Kosova Nosin Tam Lavgam also. Okay? So you have now the first reason why an Arba B'Shicha should be also, because it's Nosin Tam, and the Taina that's a Tam Pogum is irrelevant because Pogum is not Nipsul Machilas Kelem. We laid the groundwork for that sugya. Pogum isn't Shem Ochel. You don't like it? Who says it doesn't answer? Right. Only when Nifsa Bechilas Kelev you can tie that it's irrelevant to any discussion because it loses Shem Ochel. But let's listen to Bechilas Kelev, Tam Pogum, maybe it's also. He holds it's also. Right? Amar Rav Sheshes, no. Now they're arguing in what reason that Rav said that the beer is also. Reason number one is he holds that Noisin Tam Lavgam. In other words, I grant you that Arba is Noisin Tam Lavgam. But so what? It's also. Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Sheshet, no. The idea of backing Rav into a position which is connected to Halacha, we don't like to paskin against Rav, and since we paskin Noisin Tam Lefagam is Mutar, I'd rather have another reason for Rav's Isur. Right? Amar Lo Rav Sheshet, Be'almo Sova Rav Noisin Tam Lefagam Mutar. V'hocha Chidishu Do Mimas Mois Ubedil Inshaminei V'hocha Asri Rachmona. Okay. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu waste a posuk in Shmini to tell you you can't eat shrotzim? Since it's bos, pogum, what shayach? The very fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu had to answer it, right, shows that the isur supersedes your sense of abhorrence, a feeling of nausea, of vomiting, that you'd think if you thought I'd eat a mouse, right? So what? Because Baruch Hu said it, there's a kosov, it said it's also. And we'll see, from a Ramah we'll soon learn, and also, worse than any other Esau. Why? Every other Esau is measured because I is, and Sheretz is measured because Kadasha. Size of a lentil. Now you want to know why it's also? Why did Gid Anosha also? It has no tam at all. It has no tam because it's Rochas of it. Okay? That's the mahalach of the Sugya. And you'll see that's key to understanding how the Machaber handles it.
Why was it an issue of.
I'm sorry?
Why was it not an issue of Beria?
Beria?
Yeah.
Well, so that come in the Shach too, Beria, because we're assuming that it is no longer in its original shape, that you pass it to a meat grinder and so on.
Right. Right. But even if it went in
and you remember and in Beria, right, we are talking about now Tom. We're not talking about what we had before, that it's a barrier that got lost in vegetables and you can't be misanenis, you can't strain it out.
So
here, obviously, the mouse was removed, right? As they say, a mouse falls into beer, right? What do? You take the mouse out, you add a little bit more beer. How much could the mouse drink? Okay, right. So, that Sheretz is being treated with more chumra than other Isurim, then why did the Rabbanan say that the rule of Lach and Yovesh applies to it? If it's dried out, it doesn't have the ability to asur, it's Eitz Ba'alma. So they asked back, Ulitaimech, Sheikh Vazera, Titame Lach and Yovesh, Aloma Tiran, Metamin Lach and Metamin Yovation, Elamayasuk Lamemo, Sheikh Vazera, Barachmana, Beruyel Azria, right? Hachanami, Bemosom Amarachmana, Kain Mosom. So far, but most of them, it should be like when they're dead. Like they're dead, there's still fresh meat on them. Okay. So right now, not so bad. Yeah, but Rav makes a statement, Isur. Yeah, Tanakhama says the Isur is because he holds that Nosin Tamil of Gam is also. Rav Sheshet says, no, it's like there's a cause of the Chumro of Sheretz. Come the third mandam and says, you got your culinary knowledge is messed up. You don't know how good it tastes. Maskeflor Rav Shemi Minador. Umi Mars, who says that the harbor is a bad taste? Tampogum. for all our shulchan malachim. Go to a fancy restaurant and you can order a mouse pulque, a drumstick from a rat. Now, just to remind you, it's important always, you got to keep a real time view of halacha. You go ask any old time farmer, who grew up in Muncie the last 100 years, and he'll tell you that the world isn't the same anymore. He used to go out hunting squirrels, because there's nothing as good as a squirrel stew, right? And a squirrel is only a rat with a long tail, right? Or he said they go out and catch beaver at some dam. So now you have a question that it poses, right? Steer it to the first man. Tampok is not tampokum, right? Amar Rav Simi ben Adoi. That's a similar question. Why do you call it tampokum? Right? Not another pshat in Rav. Says lo kashe ho bedaber ho bedemoso. Two kinds of mice, two kinds of rats. There's a city rat, and there's a country rat. The country rat, maybe they mean a squirrel target. A country rat, that's okay. Right? And a city rat, that's tampogum. Amarove, hilchoso, noisin tamlev gamez mutu. Viachva, beshichro, lo yadana, my timer derav. E, mishum de kosova, noisin tamlev gamezo. And we don't pass in that way. Therefore, if we find a rat in our beer, it's kosher. E, mishum de kosova, noisin tamlev gamezo. But achva, beshichro, asbuchi mashbach. He holds like the Manda Omar, who says that what? That it's not tampogo. He holds a cigar, it adds good flavor to the beer. Okay, that's it. Now you see how that sugya plays out in the other day by the Machaber. Now you'll be able to understand how the Mechaba moves right into a psak. Ach bo de dabro. Hold is a nois and tam lishvach. In other words, he passes like Rav Simi min Ador. That the reason why Rav asked it is because it's Azruchi Mazbach, and we talk about a desert rat, a country rat, not a city rat. Abra Dabron is Nam Shvachu. Why Shara Ola Shulchan Malachim? Abra Achbar de Moso, there Misakulan. There I don't know, because I don't know what Rav's rat was like. Rav didn't identify his rat. He just said that there is also, I had no information. If I don't know whether a plain rat is also mashbach b'sheichel b'chometz or a mupogim. The chometz comes in. I think he gave you that the next omid. And Abay Bezor discusses is it a chilek with a double chorif with that asbuchi mashbach. We'll pick it up in the shach in a minute. Or a mupogim l'tikoch im nofal l'sheichel or l'chometz. Bitzonon, and Bitzonon means, and what? And it wasn't there for 24 hours. It wasn't called Vishkamusha, we'll have it later. We see Rusholim, in Roshor, the so called Meisra Eis, then Mutuch. Avalim Hoysa Roseach, or Afilu Sonon, Roshor, the so called Meisra Eis, Kimon Sheisu Rusholim, Ben Sheisu Rusholim. Same thing. Or you can remove what? The mamosha shalisu, binyan shalisu, mimena besochoklum, בין שמינו אום נור מסוכו לגמרי ונעשה כולה משקה לא משטר ממנו שום המושוס וניתו על ידי שיש אישם בהתק נגד הארבו. Then you treat it like a regular isu, and it goes with shishim. V'mnechtach achtichus dakos. But what if it was went through a meat grinder? V'inyan sheni yochol l'sanano, and you went ahead and used his beer as a ingredient in a porridge, in food that has vegetables, other stuff in it. Bubinin shen yochol sanano, kigan shen esarev ashecher or chomet b'machal ov, mix up with some other thick gruel, thick thing. Hakol also, the ain sham bitul, chayshin and shema yidga b'mamosha shel iso v'lo yargish. Oh, everybody shocked in a minute. No more takes care of it. I said, why is that different than any other Tahubis Isu, Yovish B'Yovish? Matalacha Yovish B'Yovish, go with Ov, with Rabbanan, you go with Shishit. Right? Why? Because Meim Shema, you cook it together, it'll give a tam. What's so special about it? So why did he say that what? There's no beetle. Chashin Shem Yigra B'mamshu Shal Yisro. But every time you have a beetle of Yisro the Heter, Yovish V'Yovish, you always have that danger. Shema. Okay, you with us? Look at the Redavke B'Sheretz Eshiochos in Nishal Shem Sheyucha Lo Tziyu Avo B'Shar Yisro Remein Lochosh. What's he talking about? Back to the Gemara. That sheretz is unique, and what's the chiddush? That sheretz is bechadasha. And since Kadosh Baruch Hu asked sheretz bechadasha, right? That's why we're machmas sheretz. So now, what are we talking about? So you're talking about eight chotzim. That's all. Sheretz is not what we can't eat. Sheretz is a specific category of what we can't eat. And the chotzim, only eight chotzim, shmona chotzim, lulav batora. Right? Those are unique. Since Kadosh Baruch Hu put an extra isu that it's also bechadasha, the size of a lentil, not the size of a kazayas, which is by other isu. Yeah. Okay, so that's where the uniqueness of sheretz comes in, that we don't treat it yovel v'yovel. So see, the shach questions that. Take the next one. We'll do the mechaber, and then so interesting. Sometimes I look at the side of these people that they print alongside the Morris, alongside the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, they must have been special people. You know, they didn't print everybody's Shtiklach Torah that they say. So it's always worthwhile to take a look. So we'll see. You have it in the old Gemara's Mate Yonason. Okay, we'll get to it in a minute. Okay. They base in Nopal liyayin the shemen. The first seif talks about fell into beer. In beer, I had a shaila whether it's shvuchi mashbach or not. I didn't know what kind of a mouse Rav was talking about. We accepted Rav psak din that it's also, and since I do not know, right, therefore you have to deal with shishit. Im notar liyayin v'shemen, however, o l'sham ashkim v'pogim b'vadai mein tzor samach l'batol plitosa. There is no shaita. So what we asked, but the thing is moros, and as moros is v'adai tam pogum, therefore mamosha shalisa we won't allow you to eat. But tam, whatever came out of the mouth, is irrelevant. Because in this mixture, it's vadai pogum. What this mixture? The mixture deals with wine and oil. The previous mixture was with beer. With beer, I had a suffix. ולפי זה אם נופר לשומן נמד דינה הוכי. If you found a mouse in your chicken schmaltz, right? No problems. Take the mouse out. And don't worry about the plitos. Tam, because by the shemen, chicken schmaltz, the same thing. V'yesh machmirem b'shuman, v'afilu im ukosho lefaneinu, im shofcho midei yom v'yom, shuman b'gdera, yesh l'sapek, Shema ha'arba hoyu shom k'she'iru olam shuman roseach then ha'kol also afilu yesh bo samar b'shuman eged kol ha'arba up to that point it could make sense. A new suffix. What's a suffix? You have to understand how it was done in a good Jewish household. Nowadays, if you prepare chicken, you make sure to take off every drop of fat. Right? In the old days, the fatter the chicken, the better, because from the fat chicken, you end up with chicken schmaltz. The chicken schmaltz was stored to be used for long periods of time. And chicken was done rarely that they made a chicken, as they used to say. When did they kill a chicken? Either because the chicken was dying or the master was dying, right? So you made a little chicken schmaltz and you stored it. So we don't know when the rat fell in. You had a kind of a larger vessel which you kept on adding. So we're afraid that you took hot chicken schmaltz coming off from the broiler, from the oven, right, and poured it in, not without looking, open up the cupboard, pour it in. So what? So I got shishim to worry about. That should have said, there's also a shishim. Right? He doesn't say that. But he says, since there's such a chash, then it's also. It shouldn't be also. Such a chash is fine. Now we have to measure how much chicken schmaltz and how much mouse. More than all the chicken schmaltz wasn't there. So we have all the chicken schmaltz so that I can measure, but the shishim not. So what? Then. So there afilu yesh samar b'shuman eged. Why? Why shouldn't go with eged with it? So you pull back. Don't even understand it. That's why I gave you the gemara to start with. Is because of sheretz. Because by sheretz I don't want to deal with shishim.
So why doesn't the sheretz apply in the mechaber?
Okay, but you hold it. We'll pick up the shach in a minute. Vim. Vim low eagle olav. If you know you didn't do that system of pouring hot chicken schmaltz into a container, osho eagle olav you do it shol yisham, or you did open up the container and you took a look, there wasn't a mouse hiding there, right? Lo yisham arbok she eagle olav vashum and bolav haneinu kshu kosher. And now I have what solidified chicken schmaltz, right? There. Vechein nimtza arba olav. Or you find the mouse is on the top of the chicken schmaltz. Then sagale metila smokum. There's enough you scrape off where the mouse was in contact with the chicken schmaltz, you scrape it off. Below marzakin isu shemo hoya shumun rach, shenoposham, and the cover shava kemurusho, right? The muto mikol sveksveka. What am I afraid of? Maybe the mouse was in there. I put chicken schmaltz on, and now it rose to the top, right? And that's why, no, that's already making up a story. That's called Achzuki Isuro Lo Marzakinan. Don't make up a story but to push you into a Sofek Isur. The story is Mashal Afanenu. You found the chicken, you found the mouse on top of the chicken schmaltz, that's where it is, right? Kein Nimtzo, Kein Hoyo, as we pass. Right, the muta mikol svek sveka. Sofek nafal sham shohaya kosher. Vim nim salom al shurach. Shema niskashe kodem shiir kavisha. This, no one makes a tumult on this one, but this is a very relevant statement to the Gemara, which should be built up. When we get to Melicha, I find this to be an important statement. Right? What he's telling you is that Niskache takes away the din of Kovosh. A Kovosh has to be in the liquid phase. The fact that it's fully surrounded by the chicken fat surrounding it, and it's together for 24 hours, I would say, my nafkamina. Whatever transfer, the bleeds occur in 24 hours, no. Seems you need the movement of molecules, of liquid molecules, in order to have the halacha of Kovosh Kamavusha. Okay. Ubamokam Shashim and Moros Lechol. It's a side issue. So I can't eat it, but I can make put a wick in it and use it as a candle and bring it to shul in the minig. If you don't have so much nowadays, people would bring Chvod HaShabbos or Chvod HaBeis HaKnesses to bring lights to the shul. B'mokom Shashum and Moros Lechol also L'Aliko Gamkin B'Beis HaKnesses Mishum HaKribur Nolot HaChosecha HaYirotze HaYisop HaNecha, as the Novi complains that they were bringing to the Beis HaMikdash the lame, the blind animals that they wouldn't use for themselves, they bring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, B'mokom Hesed Gadol Yesh Lismoch HaDivei HaMekilim, whatever that means. Okay, what's the issue? Mekilim and what? On the first one, all the way up in the beginning, that indeed, what would Shishim? I don't know. Right? The Taz says it refers to Zed Kol Aresh HaGor, and it says the Yesh Machmir. Right. Shatilu Mukosher Faneinu Im Shofchom Yom B'Yom Shemen B'Tero. That's Sufik. You don't know whether you did such a thing and your custom was to pour hot grease, hot chicken schmaltz in a pot, and you find it, you have to be marked, meaning how much chicken schmaltz you have to throw out. If you have a lot of chicken schmaltz, then you can be soymach on the mekilin. A little chicken schmaltz, you should be machmer, but a lot, and be a big loss, if you want, you can be some. Okay. What is the Mechaber Paskin? That indeed, no Sofik, no Mekilim, no Machmirim, that if you're dealing with a mouse in wine, or a mouse in oil, Vadai Tampogum, right? No, no. Why? Because a mouse is Moos. If it weren't a Moos mouse, it'd be a Achbo the Dabro, he said right in the beginning, Achbo the Dabro is also, of course. That's a Shvuchim Ashbach. But we're talking about our mouse there. So, let's see, we'll get this point.
So, theoretically, the distinction between the types of mice still stands in seed fat?
I'm sorry?
The distinction between the two types of mice still stands in seed fat?
Yeah. All right. That's Mechaba starts off. That one is a Shvuchim Ashbach. I mentioned last week, in introducing it, that I saw a request by an Ecuadorian community to allow the New York City markets to sell guinea pig for food. That it's a big micro by them. Ecuadorians eat guinea pigs. Again, again, another form of mouse. I mean, all rodents. Right, a little fatter, a little chubby. Okay. What bothers me is the Talon business. By the way, to mind, if you're dealing with a concept that when the thing is Moos, it's Pogum Biatzmo, right? There's no shaila that it can ask for anything. So I understand maybe a suffix on a lettuce leaf. I'll be eating the thing itself. no one is matir you to eat a mouse because it's pogum, right? I told you it's not nifsum machilas kelet. So it's shem ochel, it's also to eat. So also to eat a worm. But to worry about they're making a vegetable soup, right? I have to worry about maybe there's a worm in there. What are you worried about? No one is thinking you're going to find a piece of worm in there, a piece of an ant. You find an antenna of an ant there. I say so. So what are you worried about? That maybe if polate isu, why is that a concern? Whatever is polate is certainly tam pogum. Nobody eats these things. Okay?
What do we say about
we learned before in tam pogum that the flies, right, let's say the tam pogum. So you people, you have a holy over there or only a piece?
I have only a piece.
You have only a piece? Okay.
Alright.
You want to join? You people have whole ones, I think.
Sure.
Want to join? Look in. Yeah, look it together. Okay. Look it. Took me a while to find it. Simon Pei Dalid. Simon Kotten Lamed in the Shach. Okay. Hilchos Taloim. Okay. Look at it. The Shach Simon Kotan Lamed. I think I marked it off by me. Yeah. I use a yellow underliner. I have it here. Look at the first the Sif Ches is quickly. Kol mini peiro shadachan latliya. Right, all foods that it's customary to find worms in them. Shem mechuborim, when they find the worms while they're still attached to the tree. Lo yochal shiyivda tapri mitochan. Shem eizlo talas. But if you have dried figs, dried dates, dried plums, dried apples, right? As we have nowadays, it's a fairly common form of condiment, especially among the people who are more health conscious. They don't want to eat candy, so they eat natural candy, like the dried fruits. Who's bodig? You have guests and you serve them bakovadik. You have whole apricots that are dried, whole plums that are dried out. Figs are old, dates are. You find any people who cut them open and start looking? And, yeah, I know. We have some. Right. So it depends. What you should do is make sure you buy a supply and keep them for 12 months. If you put them for 12 months, then you have to worry about it. Right? You sure are pre שכל בריו שאין בעצם אין המסקיים בי בייס חודש. ומכל מקום, מר צוח לבד כאן להשר התלוע ממצום ביניהם, בחוץ, על גבי הפחי. עבד? Not בסוחם, ביניהם, but you go ahead and you saw food that attracts or whatever, maggots or so on, you have to of course take a look. Make sure nothing crawling on them. Vav toach asher yashach hanemsoam b'chutz yiloch Hashem akshitim b'mayim b'soch hakeir yitzul chutz yirchashu b'mayim uvduv hakeir etc. Hilkoch habor lavashar bo lach yibayis chodes perush et liyo yitlam soch mayim sodunim ham tzulam am nekovim yalo lamala vachay yitlam b'keiros mayim chosim nishvo tolas yomas miyad. Most housewives do that. They have something that has to be checked. In Eretz Yisrael, they're more machmir. and we are here because it's more olul. I know in Eretz Yisrael they want to make a concoction from barley or wheat. They both take the barley wheat. We're not burning the barley or wheat because the barley or wheat don't have cancer, don't have worms. They don't even cause cancer, right? Because so much insecticide is used in America, right? So we don't find it. It's a mitzius. There you find. And many times we spend several weeks, twice a year in Eretz Yisrael. You see, you can buy a bag of barley, and in every barley there's a little worm in every single one of them. You can see them. You see the. Yeah. Oh, you bring them back to the store. Sorry, but it's a problem. If he says, "What do you do?" And it's been our custom in our home too. Whenever they use any grain, you put it in a little container, usually a little pitcher. You pour on water. Whatever rises to the top, you assume has a worm in it, which is quite so, because the worm makes a hole, then seals the hole behind him, so there's an air pocket, and therefore it rises to the top. You throw out those that rise to the top. You don't bother splitting them open, looking to see if there's a worm in there or not. Usually from a cup or two of wheat or barley, one or two, five or six will float to the top. You throw them out. That's what he's rising. That's just yem yalul lamala. That's right. Right. Over Rabishul the Ramal turn. Romahane Bahem and Bodak Harov. He actually investigated, right? And saw that in most of them there's nothing. So he go Basarov and says no. Why? They have a miyut ishir. It's a new concept in Halacha that we're going to go into now. You go Basarov, unless you don't go Basarov. When you go Basarov, I'm Miyat Yishriach. It's a Chumra called Miyat Yishriach. Right. All right. Ava Rabishul Tokhi Beis Chodesh Belo Bedike. Im Yochol Liv Dog Bodek. Vim Lav Mutter. Vim Minsus Tzatz Vigdeira Mashrichim Ochal Atshara.
Very well. Huh?
With it? Tin Mechap. Okay. Look at the language of the Ramah. Ki ein lach pri she'ein bo samach keneged tam hatolas shebesocho. Not keneged hatolas, keneged tam hatolas. Right? Yesh misha omer dehana mili shal nimsu ala ala pobei echad shayim aval gimel adalid hakol osu. Then it's called huzak. It's huzak betalor and then you add then it's also. But when is it also? Because you can't do anything about it. The Dafke, Michael, she actually said, "No, lohasa mena taloyim." Meyachsha, who's a betaloyim? Kula also. Avolim, actually said, "No, ma'avol misham taloyim." I mean, some v'shamutol, even though they were cooked together, because ein loch pri, ein loch samach, can I get pritas ha'tolas? Therefore, it's both. Okay, and pick up the machaber on lamed, and pick up the shach on lamed. Ain of pri. Now the shach is worried about, you find a worm in a pumpkin, in a watermelon, okay, there's samach. What if you find a worm in a blueberry? Says, "Min sosam hadvorim mashma afilu b'peros ktanim, gan good gnoros." That's blueberries, right? The kirshen or cherries, achiyos v'em yesh samach apavit shein b'pri atzma samach neged tala ikas samach neged tam hatala, right? V'ayne shekosav harav neged tam hatala takosav tos chayim shekein sham shekein ikot medina. Skip down. I take four lines for the fourth big line. got it, middle of left, towards the end of the line. Gam mashe tzidei tshom lahatir mitam delakaman. Yisbor de rabin omrim de ein tam al taleya oser mishum dahaba pogum. Ad kan lashonu. Rotsa lomar shehedi besof klal nun aleph kin habe poskim dein tam hazvu oser umashma leila rav hu adin tam otola v'chein hisha oser b'tere besof klal nun aleph. And he's quoting from the Sefer Aguda Yisra Heza v'zeh eino d'amekilim v'zvu v'heim ha-rashbo v'okeh shedisham v'imashma osrim b'tola. The cause of Rajbor, Media Church, Shain Bem Kokar, Shiasu, Bipitosan. Right? That's why it's Mutu. But it isn't so much the Chain Machalak or Kayak, Ben Zvubu Tolaz, the pre Gamla Kaman so Simon Kuzai, Yisbor, the Rabbo Osim, Gabi Zvubu also. But it doesn't say a reason why. You're quoting a source, but you see that source is differentiated between a Tolar and a Zvubu. No reason given. The taina is the same taina. That what? That it's a tam pogum biatzmo. That it's dava mos. So why not kamin it tolo? See from here the truth. Okay. And this is where balabatish sforas have to come in. No one is disturbed by having a worm in a fruit because God made fruit that way with worms in it. Find a worm, expect to find a worm in a fruit. In America, because we're not so accustomed to it, it's a shock to open up a fruit and find a wiggling little caterpillar there. I mean, but anyone living a natural life, yeah, as he says, a priest there that doesn't have the tam bottle in shishim, but it's also a priest that isn't subject to worms. It's not a... Sorry, I remember it. It's not a Shah HaMashkim story. Right? The Shah HaMashkim, right? He couldn't help himself. The Shah HaOfim could take precautions. Right? By fruit, it's a Shah HaMashkim story. That's how it is. That's a Metzius. Right? No fruit would form, most likely, were not for the worm in it. Because the worm in it usually means that an insect laid an egg, and what you see is the wiggling of the developing worm. The Mele, there is no concept of mores. That's all. That's the after baby. By Zvul, you find a fly floating in your soup. It's not nice. Well, yes.
Someone once said to me that they have a habit, whenever they eat strawberries, they said to me that someone told them that they should cut it open because maybe there's a bug inside. I said that doesn't make sense to me. Because
many people do. Big one, Eretz Yisrael, you watch.
There's different
figs. Figs are a popular fruit at a certain time of the year when they ripen, right? It's like nobody will take a fig and bite into it. Oh, but break it open because they know where the worm is. Yeah, it's there because there's no fig that ever became a fig without a worm being in there. The question is, did the worm creep out? The question is, did the worm disintegrate? But it's hulzak that this is how the fruit is formed. It's pollinated by an insect that lays an egg in there, right? And the egg develops into a little larvae. And strawberry, you don't see it too much, but I never saw anybody do it on blueberries. And there's no reason why a blueberry should also have, yet you don't find people eating blueberries, cutting open little blueberries.
Well, now they have a thing that you shouldn't eat raspberries now.
What? Oh, raspberries is who's ever to learn? I don't know what. I mean, in our home, we don't buy raspberries for that reason. Because even in setting up my home, meaning since I was married, you bought raspberries, you found that half of them had worms in them. Yeah. Maybe nowadays they use more insecticide, but raspberries are a real problem. But the most important thing to remember is that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't list raspberries or figs among the forbidden animals in Parsha Shmini. So Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that there are worms in there, and he's supposed to do something about it. You your bodeg, you put the water, float to the top. The things you should do to avoid it, but no way to us. So in Kila Kadosha de Munsi, you can go in and order broccoli with chicken, a Chinese dish, and you won't see anything that looks like broccoli because the tops are not served. The tops are not, because who knows, how can you investigate the crown of the broccoli? They only show you the stem of the broccoli.
Should you really cut off the top of broccoli?
Yeah. No, I'm sugar.
Right, you could eat it. Okay.
Yeah, well, you do what the children sold you. You put it in water and see what, if anything floats out to the top, and it doesn't float to the top.
And what about flour?
You want to see? You have to read the papers in Muncie, all Borough Park. We have kosher strainers, kosher sifters.
Really? They do that?
What's kosher sifters? Very fine holes. Right. So in Eretz Yisrael, I know of my daughter's home, the Kabbalah is you sift the flour twice. In my home, we don't sift the flour. You take flour out of the bag and you put it in whatever. No one sifts flour. You sure you make a mess in the kitchen? want to sift flour? What for? Yeah. So, but the mitzvah is, yeah. All right, so I have one daughter stores, sifts the flour. She has sifted the flour and then stores it in the freezer to make sure that no worms get it after she sifts it. So she sifts it in advance, so she has sifted flour. In America, we don't see any need for sifting. In Muncie, which is not part of America, there they began sifting because a big campaign and. They started to eat kosher chicken, so they started to also sift the flour. Yeah.
Okay, but traditionally, though, flour has been infested with bugs to no end.
Yeah, it's attractive, of course.
So in
our home, we don't keep any grain in the boxes in which it wants to. It must be rice, barley, etc. I'll give you a klal, which is a good rule to follow. We're knowing Isur Chodosh on oats, barley. Those are the two things: oatmeal and barley. On wheat, it's nonsense. There's no Isur Chodosh. There's no Chodosh in America. Okay. In other words, if you check with the Department USDA. First in, first out, all the wheat that's on the market is 2-3 years old. Because America supports the farmer, and therefore they purposely plant more than you can sell, and they store it at great expense there. That's part of the farm subsidy. The neighbors have gone on in America. Okay. So they have stored wheat for 4 or 5 years. There's 1 year when we sold wheat to Russia, because Russia had a famine or something, and they emptied out our storehouses wheat. So that year, maybe there was a Shalom Chodesh, but it hasn't been for 30 years. We don't have any Shalom Chodesh on wheat. It's all baloney. There's only three things that need what I mean, machmir: barley, oats, and spaghetti.
Rye.
Because spaghetti
rye,
is
not rye.
Huh?
Rye.
No. Yeah. I'm not aware that rye is less. Rye is also a stored crop. No. But spaghetti. Why? Spaghetti is made from durum or semolina wheat, which is not grown in Quantico, doesn't store well. So spaghetti, we buy our spaghetti after Pesach, and buy 25 boxes of mix of macaroni, spaghetti, right, put it in a bucket with a good cover on it, but the barley and and oats, and actually rice, we do that too, even though it's no shayla chodesh on rice, but you put it in your freezer for 3 days, right? Then you take it out and then you put it into a container. Why? You freeze it 3 days, it kills any eggs. When a grain, stored grain, becomes wormy, it's not from worms coming from the outside. It's from the eggs inside that are hatching. So these are almost microscopic eggs, or below visibility. You stick them in the freezer, that kills the eggs, and there's no shayla later on. So you always, well, you buy after Pesach, you put it in the freezer for 3 nights, and then you take it out to let it dry for a day for the condensation on the frozen stuff, and you put it into a bucket. So we have our supply, and you never know when Iran will get a nuclear bomb. You always have to have some good food supply. All these wonderful thoughts have come to mind. Yeah.
So I'm confused though. When it comes to, I've heard of broccoli and strawberries, if someone argues it means if you have to open it up, or if you have to check the broccoli, you have to cut off the top. So what's much worse that you don't? At weddings, they just dip strawberries into chocolate. They don't open up the strawberries, and kosher caterers. So what's the source that I don't have to open up a strawberry, or that I don't have to cut off the top?
So there's you didn't learn Hilchos Halacha, and there's a halacha on that. You have a box of strawberries, right? You take out 2 strawberries and you cut them open. There are no worms in there. All the rest are kosher. If you bought strawberries from this company and you already bought 3 boxes of strawberries and never found a worm, then you assume there are no worms in there. We have a reason why there are no worms. I told you, because they cause cancer. I mean, instead of worms, they give you insecticide to eat. Which is worse, chamira sakanta misu? I don't know. Which one is worse? It's a good idea to wash them anyway, but the halacha requires you to look on something which is huzak. Big shayla, the sugya that everyone is familiar with is on cabbage. Cabbage is huzak v'tolon, right? So the halacha is on a cabbage, you're supposed to cut open the cabbage, examine 3 leaves. If you don't, now in America, it's not huzak v'tolon. That's a metzias. Could you buy sauerkraut? Can you buy sauerkraut from a company that doesn't not bodek the cabbage? Of course you can, right? Yeah.
So you find one bug in one of the 3 strawberries, is the whole batch no good?
No, you find 3.
Yeah, you have to find 3 bugs.
Right.
So you open up 3 strawberries, and if 2 of 3 have bugs and one of them doesn't, then the whole batch is good.
that's the halacha.
And that's similar to what we learned with the 3 worms.
It's not. Well, it's learned Hilchos Halacha. If you're not huzak v'tolon, don't have to worry about examining the rest.
And broccoli?
Right, we just read it before. I said, achar shayim, avonat shalosh, shalosh arba, that's called huzak already.
So if you don't see, you look the best you can. If you don't see 3, then you can eat the broccoli.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can go further than that. The mitzvah is you've been eating strawberries all summer, and you've looked, and you've never found a worm, then you can assume that strawberries are not huzak v'tolon. Right, so strawberries are okay. In cabbage, when I was growing up, in cabbage you found worms. You don't find worms in cabbage anymore. You don't see it. Yeah, romaine lettuce, when I was growing up, romaine lettuce for Pesach, you found worms. Baruch Hashem, at a Seder night, we use 4 or 5 heads of lettuce. And each leaf is examined, and I bring home the colony counter from the bacteriology. It's a nice big magnifying glass this size, and each leaf is passed under. We don't find, period. It just isn't there. In the course of 5 years, maybe they found once or twice, they found something on there. This is not halacha on Hashem Sinai, this is mitzius. What you find, you find. Okay, let's stop here. All right. Okay, we don't meet tomorrow, Monday, which is when the Mata Yonason just sums up a little bit of what we said. There's on the side, if you're not, you have it on your edition, there's a Mata Yonason. Gives the Hezbollah the shock We didn't read the shock yet on this thing.
Do you want to
then we'll move ahead and make
some.
Huh?
The cleaner.